Today's shiur is for Eschus, for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Ksubas Daf Kuf Hei. We will begin on Daf Kuf Dalar and Beis at the new Perek. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Dayonim Gzeiris. There were two Dayonim who made Gzeiris in Yerushalayim. Adman V'chanan Ben Avishalom. Tosfos points out that the proper Gersa in our Mishnah should be Avishalom and not Avshalom. Because the pasuk says, "V'shem Rishoyim Yirkov," the name of Rishoyim should be cursed, should rat away. So therefore, Taisha says it's impossible to accept that the name of that there was a name of a person whose name was of Shalom, and this is the basis for the discussion. If you're allowed to give a name of Avshalom, the Shalos of Chuvis, Afarska de Anya, says that one may use the name of Shalom. He quotes riots of people who, great people, who had the name of Shalom. The Pnei Yeshua also asks, he says, on Tosfos, who is against using the name of Shalom, that's why he says the proper Gersa in our Mishnah is Avishalom. He says the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us Dor HaMidbar Ein Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. If the Dor HaMidbar, says the Pnei Yeshua, don't have a shear in Olam Haba, so certainly the Meraglim, who was so instrumental in the problems that happened in the Midbar, Ein Lam Haba, Olam Haba. And he says that we find that there were people that in later generations that had the same name as the Meraglim. So he says that only when the name of the Rosha indicates his Averis, or the name of the Rosha is a name that has a bad connotation, that's when the halacha is that we shouldn't use those names. But if the name itself doesn't have a negative connotation, if anything, it maybe even has a positive connotation, then the halacha is we don't have to worry about those names. And that's why he suggests that one of the names that should never be used is Doeg, because Doeg has a negative connotation. But the name Avshalom, which in itself doesn't have a negative connotation, even though, as we know, Avshalom's behavior was unacceptable, that's not considered a name that is not allowed to be used. So again, says the Mishnah, Shnei Dayonim Gezeiris Hayu Birushalayim, Admon V'Chanan Ben Avshalom. Chanan Amashem Devarim, Chanan said two halachas, which the Chacham disputed, V'Admon Amash Shiva, and Admon said seven halachas, which the Chacham disputed. Somebody who traveled overseas, Vishta Tavas Mazonis, and his wife is demanding support from those assets. Chanan Omer Tishav B'Soif, when she hears that her husband passed away, then and she's coming to collect the ksuba, says Chanan, at that time she has a right to, she has to make a shvua. But now when she's coming to collect that the mezainis that she said she's owed, she doesn't swear. But says the Mishnah, b'nei kahanim gedolim, the b'nei kahanim gedolim disagreed. When she comes to collect the support, she needs to make a shvua that she doesn't have any other of her husband's assets. And she makes a shvua at the soif that she is when she comes to collect the ksuba. Amar Abdos Mechakernes Kedivreim, that Balocha is like the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim, that she has to swear both when she comes to collect the Mezainis and when she comes to collect the ksuba. Amar Barachin Ben Zakkai, Yofa Amar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai says, no, I agree with Chanan that Balocha is Shloi Teshava El B'soif. And the Shita asks, if all Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is coming to do is to say that he agrees with Chanan, so he should have just said, Yafa Mechanan. Why do you have to repeat the halacha that loytishava ella b'soif. So he says that what he's trying to say, that even in a case where she won't have to swear b'soif, let's say everybody will agree she's entitled to the ksuba, so maybe then Chana would agree that she should swear b'tchila. Kamash Malan, that the only time there's a discussion is at the b'soif. But b'tchila, the halach is that there's, in other words, when would that be passable, explains Rabbi Akiva Eger, a case that we discussed so many times in our Masechta, that if the husband expressly made a contract with her that she is exempt from swearing when she comes to collect the ksuba, still teaches her Reichem and Zakai, that wouldn't change the halacha, that like Chanan, that she never has to swear betchila. Ask the Gemara, Vermini, our Mishnah says that there were two Dayanik Zeros in Yerushalayim. Vermini, Shlosh Dayanik Zelos Hoibru Shalayim, Admin Begadoi, V'chanan Amitzri, V'chanan Ben Avshalom. So we have two questions. Kasha Tlosa Train. Our Brisa says that there were three Dayanim, and the Mishnah says there were only two. And the other Kasha, asked the Gemara, is Kasha Zeros Agzelos. In the Brisa, they're called Dayanik Zelos. And in Mishnah, they're called Dayanik Zeirois. So the Tosfos asks, why does in the Gemara immediately give the obvious answer that there were two jobs? One was Dayanik Zeilus, and one was Dayanik Zeirois. And two of these three people had two positions. So Tosfos says, from here we see that it's inappropriate to give one dayan two positions, because, and the way the Pnei Yeshua explains what Tosfos says, particularly in a place where Yerushalayim at that point, where there were so many great Talmidei Chachamim, there was no reason to give one person two positions, and therefore different people were given different positions, and therefore the Gemara's question is very understandable. I particularly saw that the Sharon B'tzionim Malacha helps us understand that there were different Rabbonim who were experts in different fields. And the Rabbonim who were experts in their fields were given positions in the fields that they were experts in. So it doesn't make sense that two Rabbonim were given, that the same Rav was given two different jobs, when we always should look for the expert in the fields that they are experts in. Says the Bishlam Plas Atrein, the first question that we posed, that in a Mishnah it says there were two, and here at the Brice it says there were three. That loikasha, that can be resolved. The Chosha loiktani, Admon and Chanan ben Avshalom, who were considered great individuals, were mentioned. The loikoshev, Chanan HaMitzri, and the way the Rishonim explained, not that Chanan HaMitzri, Chas V'Sholem, wasn't a great individual, just Chanan HaMitzri compared to these other two individuals wasn't so great, and that's why Loik Tani, he's not mentioned in our Mishnah. But we still have the other question, El Exeris Exelis Kasha, how will we reconcile that question? Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, Shai Goizrin Exeris Exelis, that they used to make different rules to prevent gezeila. Ketanya, that the halach is, if an animal walked into somebody else's property, the kitman atia, and it did damage to a tree, a young tree that was planted, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Goyzer Gezeira Shebishlaim Omerim, the tia bash nosa, if it's a year old, the owner of this animal has to pay shtei kesef, and this is a gzeira. Why is this considered a gzeira? Why is this considered a gzeira? Because as we often say in our shiurim, a gzeira, a knas, is always something that pays a fixed amount. If it's not that you pay according to the damage that was done, that's called a gzeira. And here, that we just learned, there's a fixed amount, that one has to pay. Therefore, it's considered a knas. Vermini, but the Gemara and continues to ask. Our Mishnah says that there were shnei dayanim gezeris in Yerushalayim. Vermini, the Brisa says expressly, shloisha dayanim gezeris in Yerushalayim, Admon v'chanan v'nachem. So why did our Mishnah only not mention Nochem? Amar Papa, man Tana, who's the Tana of the Brisa that mentions Nochem as one of those dayanim? Rav Nosson he. The Chamim don't agree that Nochem was one of those dayanim. The Tanya, Rav Nosson ma'af Nochem amadi megoyz gezeris Yerushalayim. V'lo heard the Chamim did not agree. Ask the Gemara another question. Vesuleka, were there no other dayanim in Yerushalayim other than these two or three individuals who we are mentioning? Ask the Gemara. V'amar Pinchas, Amar Baishia, Shloi Shmeis V'tishim V'arba Bati Dinim Yerushalayim. There were 394 Bati Dinim in Yerushalayim. And in each Bezdin, as the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin teaches us, there were 23 dayanim. Kenegdon, corresponding to these 394 Bati Dinim, there were Bati Knesiyos, shuls where they davened. Ukenegdon Bati Midrashis, there were Bati Midrashis where they learned. Ukenegdon Bati Seifrim, there were yeshivas where they taught children Torah. So how could you say that they only had these? Answers the Gemara. Dayanim Tuvahava. There were many Dayanim Yerushalayim. V'chi Kaminan, but here we're speaking about a specific role, and this is the role of Goyzrei Gezeris Kamrinim. We're speaking about Goyzrei Gezeris, and Goyzrei Gezeris, there were only these. Amar Yudam Rav Asi, Goyzrei Gezeris Yerushalayim, these people who had this position in Yerushalayim, Hayinaitan Scharim, Tishin Vitesh Mana, they would take 99 Mana, Mitrumas Halishka. The Gemara describes that they used to take from the Lishka, from the shkolim, that's what they got their salary from. Lerotsu, if they're not satisfied, Masifin Alayim, they give them a raise. Why were they entitled to take the salary from the Trumas Aleshka? Says the Shita, quoting the Ravid, since there were people that they made gzeris, that there were averis. There were people that stole from the Hegdish, and they were the ones that prevented that the Hegdish should not be cheated, so they're entitled to take salary from Hegdish. The Chazon Ish says an interesting vort. The Chazon Ish also says, of course, their main role was to avoid any gzela. And since their main role was to avoid any gzela, we don't want anything brought to the Beis HaMikdash which was stolen goods. And therefore, their jobs was considered Tzorech HaMikdash. Tosfos asks, how were they allowed to take a salary? Why is that not what we're going to be considered taking Shoychat? So the Rishonim answer, if it's not taken for a salary, if it's taken for Tzchar B'Teila, then they're taken because they could have done something else, as we're going to learn in the Shir at that time. Then the halach is that they're allowed to take salary. The Pnei Yeshua says a different point. The Pnei Yeshua says that the only time one is not allowed to take salary is one may not take salary to teach Torah. Their job here that we're discussing wasn't a position of teaching Torah, and therefore they were entitled to a salary. Ask the Gemara, Leirotsu. Rabbi Yehuda said if they weren't satisfied, Leirotsu, they didn't want to take their salary, Masifin Aleim. Ask the Gemara, Otta Brashia Skinen. And the number of ways of explaining this Gemara's question. The simple pshat is that did they take this job of being Goyzer Exeris in order to get wealthy? People who take such positions aren't supposed to be taking these positions in order to get wealthy. So what's pshat that they're not satisfied with this salary? Particularly, if we learn that they're only allowed to take Schar B'Teila, so whatever the Schar B'Teila is, they're entitled to, no more. Ella, says the Gemara, what he meant to say was, Leisopku, if the salary they're getting paid was not adequate to support their life. Abishlei rotsu. Says the Gemara, what Rav Yehuda meant to say was just the opposite. They're not making enough money to support the family, but they're not asking for more salary. But the halacha is that even though they're not asking for more and they don't want more, we, Mesifin Aleim, we give them more. And Chasam Sofer explains, because it's important that Talmidei Chachamim should be able to have the Menuchas HaNefesh and Yishiv HaDas to do their jobs properly. And if we're not going to support them in the way that they can have a Menuchas HaNefesh Yishiv HaDas, it's unacceptable. Says the Gemara, Karna V'Shokol Astira Mezakoi. The Karna, who was a Dayan, would take a coin of Astira from the party that won, V'Stayer Mechayev, and from the party that would lose, he would take pay from both parties at the Din Torah. V'Don Lodin, and then he would pass the Din Torah. Ask the Gemara, V'Eche Avad Hochi, how could he possibly done so? Doesn't the Pasuk say, V'Shokol Lo Yitikach, V'Chi Teima? And if you'll say, Hani Mili, when is there a problem of shoychad, of bribery? Hey, chadolai shokum tavayu, when he doesn't take from both parties. Because if he takes from both parties, if he takes only from one party, there is the concern, the masal atzluyadina, he may favor that party. Karna, but we'll say, the shokum tavayu, since he took from both parties, there's no concern. He took the same from both parties. Why, says the Gemara, that can't be. Even if there's no concern that he's going to favor one party, are you allowed to take? V'tanya, the pasuk says, v'shoich lo yisikach, ma tam aloyma, im lalamed, shloy lezakas ezechayi, v'loy lechayi v'sezakai, that the purpose of taking the money is to make the guilty party innocent or vice versa. For that, I don't need the pasuk of shoichet, says the Gemara. That we already learned from the pasuk that says, loysata mishpat, that every din Torah should be held properly. Elo, it comes to teach a filo zakas achayev, zakas azakai, to make the innocent party innocent. Ulachayev azakayev, and the guilty party ought to be guilty. Still, the Torah says, omra Torah shoichet loysikat, that you're not allowed to take. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili, when the Torah says you're not allowed to take, Hechad the Shokum Torah Shokhad. If you're taking it as bribery, even though you're taking it from both sides, it's also. Karna, but Karna didn't Chas V'Shalom take the money in the form of a Shokhad. Karna, but Torah's Agra of a Shokhad. Karna took it for salary. And that he was taking it for salary, that is Mutter. But we see from here that the Pasuk of a shoich leisikach comes to teach us that even if you're taking from both parties as shoichat, you're not allowed to take it. So explains the Pnei Yeshua why. If you're taking from both parties, then there's no concern that you're going to favor one party over the other party. So the Pnei Yeshua explains that if a dayan becomes accustomed to taking shoichat, even if he takes it from both parties, there's a real concern that he may end up taking it from one party, which is really, of course, usur. And that's why Chazal said that you're not allowed to take even from both parties. The Drisha says that even if you take shoichat from both parties, still, it causes you not to be thinking straight. What shoichat does is it causes you not to be thinking straight. And since it causes you to not be thinking straight, that is something that, of course, a dayan is not allowed to do. Ubitaris Agra Mishari asked the Gemara. So what we're learning now is that Agra took it as salary. Asked the Gemara, is a dayan allowed to take salary? But Tanan, Hanoitel Schar Lodin, if a dayan takes Schar, the Paskin of Dentaira, Dina Batela. The psak is null and void, answers the Gemara. Hanimila Agadina. If somebody's taking pay for being a dayan, that's usur. But Karna, as we discussed a few moments ago, Abatela Avishakal. He didn't take it to Pascha the Tyra. He took it because he could have been doing something else at that time, and therefore he got reimbursed for his Schar b'teila. Where do we know that anoitel schar lodon dina b'teilim? Because the Gemara Masechta Bracha says Rei lamadati eschem. The Gemara says, ma'ani b'chinam, just like Moshe Rabbeinu says, I didn't get any pay, af atam b'chinam. The Rosh says that the limud is not from that, but the loss is shetzivani Hashem. And of course, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get paid for teaching us Torah, or for everything else that he does for us, similarly, we may not get paid to din, for din Torah. And the question the Bach discusses, what happens if he did get paid? The Bach says that he doesn't have to return the salary that that he got paid. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Tveres L'Moshe, and so too is the opinion of Michas Chinuch and the Makna, that if Al Gemara just said Dina B'Talim, the halacha is that if he took pay, the halacha is not only is he not entitled to it, but he has to pay back. There's also a very important halacha that the Nesivos, it's really Ramah, that discuss. And they say there's a difference in halacha where somebody asked a dayan to come do a din Torah for him. So there, the dayan wasn't obligated to do that din Torah, and therefore he's entitled to get paid. Versus a person who's a full-fledged dayan and it's his job to do din Torah, that person may not take schar, only schar b'tela. But ask the Gemara, aga b'tela mishari, is schar b'tela permissible? V'tanya m'chua dayan sh'noit to schar lodin. It's unappealing if a dayan takes salary. Ella shadinai din. The din still will stand. Ask the Mahechidami Ilema the Agadina that he's taking psak, that he's taking pay for paskin din Torah. Ask the Gemara Dina Din. How can you say that the din Torah is considered a valid din Torah? For Tanya, have we not just learned the Braisa that teaches us Hanoitel Scha Lodin Dina Batalim? Ella, it must be speaking that the pay that he's getting is aga b'teila, scha b'teila. And still, it says, k'toni m'chura dayin, that it's still unappealing, it's inappropriate, answers the Gemara, hani mili b'teila d'loi m'chucha, where it's not obvious that it's scha b'teila, so then, and he's taking it, even though it is scha b'teila, he ought not to take it, because people won't realize that that's what he's taking. However, by Karna, everybody knew that what he was taking was Schar B'Teila. Why? Because Karna had a very prominent position, a very prominent profession. He used to be able to smell the barrels of wine and determine what they were worth. And that's a very specialized profession. And only Karna had that profession. So everybody knew that when Karna accepted upon himself to do a din Torah, he was really entitled to Schar B'Teila. Kiyad Rav Huna. The Gemara says we have a similar story with Rav Huna. Kiyad Asa Din Al Kamei, when he needed to run a din Torah, Amlo Havli Gavri the Deloy B'Chekoi. Please bring me somebody who's going to draw the water in my place. He used to be a gardener who drew water and watered the field. And since, again, that was something very prominent, there was certainly considered a schar b'teila. I'm Ravua. Bar rei kam samis enayim shekam mishoichet. Look how terrible taking bribery is, how it causes one to become blind. Adam chosh b'enof, if somebody has an eye ailment, chas v'sholem, nice and mamal l'raifei, he pays a doctor, Suffolk Misrapa, Suffolk and Misrapa, but there's no guarantee that the doctor is going to succeed. Hain, but somebody who takes Shaykhid, Hain Shavapruta, even if they take the smallest amount of bribery, Misamnus a name, and it causes them to become blind. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kashaykhid Yaver in a Pichim. Even though the Gemara, when it speaks about Shaykhid, speaks about Pachs Mishava Pruta, the Michas Chinuch says that of course Shaychet is Osir any amount, even a Pruta. Tanabaran, the Pasuk says, Ke Shaychet Yave Eine Chachamim, Kav Chayim Latipshim. Even Chachamim Shaychet has such a terrible effect, and certainly foolish people how are adversely affected by Shaychet. V'salaf Divrei Tzadikim, it causes that the words of Tzadikim should be mistorted. Kavachayim l'rishoyim, says the Gemara We need to understand this. Midi tipsha rishayim b'nei dinahu. Are they the people that we would appoint for dayanim that we're going to say how their din Torah will be affected through shaychet? Says the Mar Hachikamer. Kashachi javein chachamim. Afilu chachim gadol. Even if you'll have a person who's a great talmud chachim, and then he takes shaychet, he will not leave the world below Samyas Halev. He will leave the world a foolish man. Even if you have an individual who's a tzaddik gomer, and he takes shaychet, he will not leave the world below Terefadas. He will not leave the world with head the way it's supposed to be. He'll leave the world not in his full capacity. Says the Marcus of Dimi Omar, Dorash Rav Nachman Bar Koyin, Ma'idik Siv, Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Eretz, V'ish Chumas Yechusano, Im Doim Adayin LaMelech, if the Dayin is like a king, She'ena Tzorch L'Klum, the Lochi is that the Melech Yisrael has to be a wealthy person, that's the person Yamid Eretz. That's when the Dinei Torah will be done properly. But if the Dayan is like a Koyin, Shemachs al Gronus, the Kahanim used to go to the various warehouses to pick up the Trumas and Maestris. So if the Dayan needs to rely on people, Yarsena, that brings the destruction to the world. And Dayan has to be totally independent. Amar Rabbi Rav Sheila, Hi Dayan of the Shol Shilta, a Dayan who borrows different things from people in the town, so he is reliant on people in the town, then such a person, Pasul Maiden Dina, should not be a Dayan. V'loya Marin, Adalesle Lashule, that he can't lend back when somebody will borrow from him. The Ramah paskins this way, but the Ramah quotes the Marik, it doesn't mean that he can never borrow. What it means is that he shouldn't be a habitual borrower. If once in a while he needs to borrow, that doesn't disqualify him. Moreover, there's an interesting machlokes rishonim. When the Gemara says now that a dayan who borrows is not supposed to be a dayan, what does that mean? He's not supposed to be a dayan for any dinei Torah, or he's not supposed to be a dayan for din Torah for people whom he borrows from. But people who he doesn't borrow from, he can be. If he not only borrows, but he can lend, less lambar. There's no problem. Because that's the way people live. I borrow from you, and then I lend to you, and that doesn't distort the person. Rava, who was a dayan, would borrow kalim from Bay Marion, even though they didn't borrow from him. Says the Gemara, what Rava did was not inappropriate. He wanted to show them honor. He wanted to show the people how important these people are. That even though they are Yisoyimim, and we would normally think of Yisoyimim as poor people, people who you can't ask from anything, they don't have anything. He wanted to show that they were very great people. And since he had a very appropriate reason for doing so, that did not disqualify him from being a dayan. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Tama the Shachta. Why is the Torah so strict about Shaychet? Says the Gemara, Kivin the Kibbalay Shachta Minei. Once somebody accepts Shaychet, Ikervalay Dayatel Legabei, they become close, Vavalay Kigufay, they become like one. And we know that Ein Adam Roya Chayvel Atzmai, a person never sees fault in himself. Ask the Gemara, and that's what happens through Shaychet. Ask them, what does Shaychet mean? My Shaychet, Chad. And the Pashup Shat Shaychet means that the person who takes Shaychet becomes one with the person who he got the Shaychet from. The question is, what is the Tumim quotes the Chavis Yor, what's the halacha about taking Shaychet from an Akum? Or giving Shaychet to an Akum. It says maybe there it's mutter because there's no chad. We never become one with an Akum. But of course, the Pais Rebbe Yoshua says that the concern of Kreva Stas, the concern that we start thinking in favor of the person who gave Shoichet, doesn't make a difference if he's a Yisrael or not a Yisrael. And that's why the Halach is, Rabbi Yosha says, that even with an Akum, one should avoid Shoichet. I saw that the Divrei Yoina from Rabbi Yoina Forsutzal, he says, what's Pshat Shuchad, that he's left alone? So he says a beautiful Pshat. He says that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, "Kol dain shadon den emes lamitoi, any dain who paskins a dain den Torah properly, a filus sha'achas, even for one moment, kilo nasa shutva l'kodesh baruch b'masa bereishis. The dain who paskins den Torah's dinei Torah properly becomes one with a kodesh, becomes a shutva with a kodesh baruch hu. But this dain," says Rabbi Yoina Frosetzal, "who is taking shaychat, chad, he remains alone. He doesn't become a shutav of Kadosh Baruch Hu because his behavior is a behavior that doesn't allow him to become a shutav of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a person who doesn't become a shutav with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a person that is left alone. Amra Papa, Leiden Inish Daina, a person should not pass it in Torah, Laman Derochim Lei, not to a person that he likes, and not to the person that he dislikes. The rochemle, the person that he likes, he is unable to see anything fault in him. And the sonile, and the person that he doesn't like, he won't see any favor in him. And therefore, you should not be a dayan in such a din Torah. The Gemara Masechta and Sanhedrin discuss who is considered oyev, who's considered a friend, who's considered a sonei that may be not be edus. Rabbi Yehuda says oyev is somebody who I'm particularly close with, and a sonei is somebody who I refuse to speak to for 3 days because of enmity. The Chama hold that those people are not yet disqualified, but the Gemara says that even though they have a machloikis, who is kosher to be an aid, the Chum agree with Rabbi Yehuda that anybody that the test of who could be a dayan is much stricter than who could be an aid, and therefore anybody that falls even in the slightest way in those categories cannot be a dayan. Says the Gemara, by Haitzum Rabbanon, the Merachim Lei B'nei Masa. If you have a rov that the people of a city like him, lav mishum the malatfei, should not be understood because he's such a wonderful rov. El mishum d'loy muchla b'milut shemaya. It must be because he's not teaching them, he's not giving them musar. Amar Rav Amreish, before I was a dayin, have a mina hanib ne mechuza, that all the people of mechuza kula rachmali, they all like me. But once I was appointed as a dayin, Amina Sinai Sonali, those that dislike me, those that I made should lose it in the Torah, or Minai Rachmali, and that those that like me, the ones that I help, the ones because of my psak, won Dinei Torah. Says Rava, Kivin Chazoy, but once I saw the man the Mechayev Le'idna, the one that I won the Dinei Torah today, they lost the Din Torah today. Kazoch lemacha, tomorrow wins. Amina imarachim, if they're going to like me, kul marachmali. Imasana kulasonali. Everybody should either like me or dislike me. Winning or losing should not be the factor, because sometimes I win, sometimes this person wins, and sometimes this person wins. So the Chasam Sofer explains this Gemara. Of course, because a Rav gives Musar, that is not a reason that people should dislike him. So he says just the opposite. If a Rav gives Musar and people realize that what he's doing is the right thing, then they're going to like him. It's only the Rav that doesn't give Musar is the person that is disliked. But then I saw the Satmar Rebbe Zitzal has a different pshat. He says, if a Rav tells people what to do, and they don't like what they hear, and that causes that they should dislike him, that is not something that he should be faulted. The point why we have to look is, what is his kavana? If his kavana was l'shem shemayim, then he's doing the right thing. And if his kavana was not l'shem shemayim, then he's doing the wrong thing. Says the Gemara, says the Satmar Rebbe, that's what the Gemara means to say. The people in the town that don't dislike him because of what he said, the reason was he didn't have, because he wasn't in his heart that he's doing it for himself. Everything he did was l'shem shemayim. And if he did it l'shem shemayim, whatever he did, then it will be accepted. But then I saw that both the Majid Rebbe and Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal have a whole different approach how to understand the Gemara. They say that if a Rav needs to get his message across with words, then he's failing in his position. Because when he says words, those words may be not said properly, and they may not be accepted properly. Says the Gemara, if he had Tzumer Abonon, the Lemuch Lebemil Deshmaya, if he has to say it, he's not saying it properly. Tzumer the Rabbanon the Merachmele, who is the Rav that is loved? The Lemuch Lebemil Deshmaya. Because he didn't have to say Musar. Why didn't he have to say Musar? Isn't that the job of the Rav, that he has to tell the people what to do? The answer is, there's one way better than making speeches. And the better way, better than making speeches, is to live a way, to live in a proper manner. Says the Gemara, the Merachmelam B'nai Masa, you know when the Rav is loved? When the Laimuchle, when he doesn't have to be said, when he lives by example. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, there are two ways for a father to be mechanech his children. One way for a father to be mechanech his children is to tell them all the time what to do, what not to do, and scream at them and tell them whatever they need to hear. But of course, says Reb Shlomo Zatzal, Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, the better way how a father could accomplish what he needs to accomplish is by not having to say anything, by teaching by example. And a person who lives by example, that's the best mussar. If the people of the city watch his behavior, and by watching his behavior, they learn how to live, that's when they will learn to live properly, and that's when also they will love him, because he hasn't said anything that will cause them to dislike him. Says the Gemara, Tara bar v'shekalai sikach, and it's achloimah, Sheikh Mammon, one is not allowed to take a financial bribe, El Afila Sheikh Dvarim, Nami Asr. Even taking words as Sheikh is Asr. How do we know that? Like Siv, says the Gemara, because the Torah didn't say Betzalai Sikach, the Torah didn't focus on money. Ask the Gemara, Hechidam Sheikh Dvarim, what is this such an example? Says the Gemara, Kadu have Shmuel, have Ovra B'Mavra. Shmuel was traveling over a bridge. Also, Gavra Yavle Yadei. There was a person that gave him a hand to help him get up from the, to help him walk. Amalei Maya Viditech, why are you here? Amalei Dina Islei, I have a dintira that I want to bring to you. Amalei Psinach Ladina, even this minimal help disqualifies me for being a dayin. Amem Ava Yosef Kadon Dina, Amem was doing a dintira, Parach Gatva Reisha, and a piece of feather ended up on his head. Also Gavra Shaklin, there was a person that went and clear it away. Amalei Mai Vidachich, what are you doing here? Amalei Dinisli, I have a dintira. Amalei Psunachaladich Dina, I am not qualified to be a dying for this dintira. Ma Rukva Avishadi Rukkame, there was some saliva in front of him. Also Gavakasi, and a person covered up that saliva. It was obviously very unbecoming. Amalei Mai Vidatech, what are you doing here? Amalei Dina Isli, Amalei Psinachol Adina. There's a machloikus Rishonim, how disqualified do these people become to be Dayonim? The Bach quotes a number of opinions of Rishonim. He says, Tosfos says that the Shoichet Dvarim is only a Chumrah not to be a Dayan. However, the opinion of the Rambam is that any type of Shoichet, even these types of Shoichet that are identified in the Gemara, the opinion of the Rambam is that it's considered a disqualified Shoichet. There's a Tosfos in Sechta Sanhedrin where if the person did a favor when he came to him for a Din Torah. In other words, in all the cases that our Gemara just identified, they happened to be there for Din Torah. So when you're in front of the Rav for a Din Torah, then you have to be very, very careful. If somebody once did for me a minimal favor, that doesn't mean that I become permanently disqualified to be a Dayan in his Din Torah. Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yossi have a Rogel Irisei. Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's sharecropper, Davin Meisle Kamala Shops of Constantine Perry, would bring him every Friday his share, a basket of fruit. Yom Echad, Eisle B'cham Shops. So 1 week, he brought him the fruit on Thursday. Amalei, Mashna Edna, why is this week different that you're bringing it on Thursday? Amalei, Dina Isle, he says, I have it in Torah. V'amina, Agav Orchi Eisle Amar, so I'm coming anyway, I'll bring the fruit. Loi Kabul. So Rishmol refused to take the fruit, that even though they were his. And furthermore, he said, "Psilnul chaladina, I am disqualified to be a Din Torah." Oysev Zuza the Rabbanon. So he took a peer of Talmid Chachamim. Of course, the Rishonim asked, how could it have been a peer of the Talmid Chachamim? Aren't you supposed to have three Dayanim? The halacha is, so there's two Torotzim. One Teretz is that when the great Talmid Chachamim and the two sides accept that they can be the Dayanim, then even two Dayanim could be a Dayanim, or Rav Shmuel was supposed to be a Dayan himself. He disqualified himself from being a Dayan himself. But to be a third Dayan, he felt he's not disqualified to be. Oysev Zuzud Rabbanim v'kodayin lei. But how did the cause of Asay, as Rav Shmuel standing there, Amay bay toin hachi bay toin hacha, he started thinking about different claims that the Oros could have made. The bones of the people who accept bribes should rot. I didn't take Shoichet. And if I had taken, the fruits that belong to me. So there's two ways of understanding this. One is that he sat himself down to be the third Dayan. And even if though he was the third Dayan, he was still partial. And he says, since he was partial, he saw what it means, Shoichat. Another pshat is that he didn't sit down. He didn't, but he was standing there and just thinking in his mind all the claims that this Oris could have made to show. And this all came because he felt so close to this Oris because of what happened. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Bar Elisha, Aisayu Gav Reishas Agaz. Rav Shmuel Bar Elisha was the Kohen Gadol, and there was an individual, we know that one of the Matnas Kuna is Reishas Agaz, the first wool that's cut off the sheep, and this person brought it to him. Amalei Mehecha'at. So Rav Shmuel Bar Elisha asked him, from where are you? Amalei Meduch Plan. He said, I'm from this place. So he said, so Rav Shmuel Bar Elisha asks him, Mehosel Hachab, from where you live to here, lo have a coin lemesav lei. There was no other coin that you could have given your rishis against to. I'm lei dini isli. He says I have it in Torah. V'amina la agav orcha isli lemar. I'm going to come to you for the din Torah, and I'll give you my rishis agaz. Gaze. I'm lei psinel chodina. I'm disqualified. Lo kibul menei, and he didn't take the he didn't take the din. They didn't take the rishis agaz. Oisav lei. Suga the Rabbanon, and Rav Shmuel ben Elisha appointed a pair of Rabbanon, the Kedainele, and they were doing the Din Torah. They were doing the Din Torah. But how did the cause of Asi, as Rav Shmuel ben Elisha standing there, Amar, Ibai Tanahachi, Ibai Tanahachi, and he said all the different things that he could, that this person who wanted to give him the Reshus Agaz could have given to him. Amar, Tipach Nafshish of Kabbal Shaychad, he said how terrible we see the people who take Shoichet. I didn't take. V'natalti shalin natalti. I am the kohen gadol. I am entitled to reishis hageiz. Kach makabli shoychet. Certainly, the makabli shoychet, the halach is, alachas kam v'kama, are people who should not be involved in any din Torah. The terrible thing, the terrible effects that shoychet can have on the honesty of a din Torah.